Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is Sam Forbes. Sam, it's good to have you back after a few weeks off.
It's good to be here, Arnie.
Sam's a nutritional consultant, and he also manages our downtown store. Dr. Podell called a little earlier. He's stuck in traffic somewhere in the Holland Tunnel, so he will be joining us later. Hopefully, he'll get out of the tunnel. And we have a special guest with us today, Dr. Deborah Bemis. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bemis.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Arnie.
And Dr. Bemis currently works for an international nonprofit cancer research center. But previous to that, she was with at Columbia Presbyterian Hospital working with Dr. Aaron Katz at the Center for Holistic Urology. And she was director of laboratory research there. So Debbie's a... You're a PhD?
I am, yes.
And
you're qualified.
Totally qualified. And Debbie is here today courtesy of a company called Quality of Life. And Quality of Life provides a few products. One of them that we're going to speak about today is called Kinoko AHCC. And the key thing there is AHCC. AHCC is an immune compound, and why don't we just start off, Debbie, what is AHCC?
AHCC stands for Active Hexose Chorylated Compound, and it's a very unique extract from the Basidiomycetes mushrooms that has then been fermented. And what you end up with, really, is an enriched preparation of these glucose molecules into beta, actually alpha glucans is the main one. Also, there are some beta glucans, but alpha glucans is the main one. And these carbohydrates actually have immunostimulatory properties. And the other nice thing about it that's very unique is that there are small molecular weights, so you have a good absorption into the system.
Yeah, I had the good fortune a couple of years ago of visiting a company called AminoUp. AminoUp is located in Sapporo, Japan, and they showed us exactly how they had fermentation vessels and everything else, and they showed us exactly how they did this and what they started with, and it was very, very, very impressive. I couldn't believe the amount of work that went into the preparation and of the AHCC compound. Oh, and all right, so it's you called it an immunostimulatory compound. How does AHCC work to boost the immune system?
There's actually several studies that have shown that it has different functions to accomplish just that, boosting the immune system. First, it affects these cells of the immune system called NK cells, or natural killer cells. And these cells are really important because they're, you can think of them as special forces if you want to use a military analogy. kind of out in the front in a very important attack to, you know, to protect the body against foreign invaders. And these natural killer cells can engulf cells, or actually not engulf, but they interact with cells that have been hijacked by viruses or even have become tumorigenic. And when they attach themselves to these cells that are in trouble, they release cytotoxic proteins that then kill those cells. So they're very important, the first line attack really, to protect us against these invaders or cells that have been hijacked by cancer even.
Interesting. I know in Japan, AHCC has become a pretty popular adjunct to cancer therapy.
Yes, it definitely has. In Asia, there are many studies that have shown that AHCC has benefit for patients with advanced liver cancer of the type of hepatocellular carcinoma, and not only in improving survival, but in also improving the quality of life of these patients. One study in general that comes to mind is a 269-patient study that really demonstrated improved survival in the patients that took AHCC compared to those that didn't. So this is a very important study. It had a large number of patients, and it was published in a peer-reviewed medical journal. So this was,
This was in Japan?
Yes, this was in Asia.
Oh, in
Japan.
Asia.
Yeah.
Okay. Very interesting. Now, what... At this point, what type of research are you – I know you're not doing the research yourself, but at what is the direction of the research that they're doing with AHCC?
Oh, I know that they're pursuing many different directions. They're still, of course, looking at it as a adjuvant for cancer therapy. In particular, there's a study that is being prepared to start in Philadelphia, I believe, at Hahnemann Hospital, for patients that have had breast cancer surgery. And then post-surgery, they'll be supplementing these patients who are receiving chemotherapy also with AHCC to determine if AHCC is improving the quality of life of these patients who are on the chemotherapy.
That's really exciting.
Very exciting study. They're also, I know, looking at the potential for AHCC to be combined with the flu vaccine to actually improve the efficiency of the vaccine and boost the immune response. They're looking at it also for interesting things like post-traumatic stress syndrome for soldiers that have returned. I know they're donating quite a bit to the soldiers that have returned from war to see if it can improve their, you know, their ability to deal with that.
Well, so that's very nice. Definitely.
In the distress, the post-traumatic stress, it affects the brain and mood?
They're looking into it. There are no results at this time, so I can't say that yet. But.
And I remember when I was in Japan a couple of years ago, there was a PhD candidate, Dr. Barry Ritz, who did some work with AHCC, and I think the bird flu at that time was pretty worrisome. So he did some work with that.
Exactly, that's still going on too. I believe they're working with the CDC on that as well. So hopefully that will, you know, certainly lead to some very exciting results. There are some preclinical studies too. I'll just mention that show its activity even against MRSA, pneumonia. Yeast infections, so it's really, against a variety of these infections, it's looking preclinically to be very promising.
Okay, MRSA is the methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus.
Exactly.
Right, and that's been showing up a lot in the hospitals.
Exactly, so if this could prove to, you know, have a preventative effect or, you know, if someone is infected with it, could improve their survivability, you know, following it, that would just be fantastic. Again, these are studies that are starting, so...
Right. Yeah. But AHCC has been around. It's been on the market for a while, and we have probably many people listening right now who are very, very interested in what you're saying. For them, I'm sure some of their questions would be, is there any side effects? Is there any contraindications that you've found yet with medications? How high a dose is usually recommended, and what could they expect? I mean, obviously, it's available. Perhaps they could incorporate this into this year's flu protection. Armada.
Those are very important concerns. And as far as side effects, I know in Asia it's been given to over 100,000 people, and it's quite popular with no side effects reported. But as far as clinical studies, there was a phase one clinical study conducted out of Harvard, I guess, yes, that demonstrated that healthy patients taking AHCC did not have any side effects. And, in fact, they did observe in these patients who were elderly that it improved their immune response. So they had improved cytokine release as well as T-cell responses, too. So that was pretty impressive in these elderly patients that were healthy to begin with.
Okay. The product we're talking about is called AHCC, and it's available at just about every health food store. It's provided under a number of brands. One brand that we'll mention, primarily because they're sponsoring the show, is Kanoko AHCC. All right, and it's available in, I believe, a 250 milligram and a 500 milligram. I think the 500 milligram is Kanoko Gold.
And, right.
Just quickly, before we take a break, dosage-wise, usually if you're trying to sort of, you know, just prevent the flu or prevent the cold, what dosage of AHCC would you think of in terms of?
You know, I know it's been proven safe for 3 to 6 grams per day, but I am also understanding that it could even be higher, up to 9 grams possibly. You know, now that's these clinical trials that I'm talking about. As far as what's recommended, would be 1 gram per day.
All right, so either, you know, two of the 500 milligrams a day, just to sort of tease up your immune system.
Exactly, just for prevention.
Okay, excellent. Okay, we'll begin taking your calls shortly. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Any questions about AHCC or the immune system? We have an expert in the studio who knows everything there is to know about the immune system. Give us a call, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Sam Forbes.
Our special guest, Dr. Deborah Bemis, and we'll be back after these messages.
Jaru Formulas has a new product, Black Currant and Lutein Capsules, a powerful formula targeted at reducing eye fatigue and promoting eye function. Black Currant is one of the most antioxidant-rich berries in the world due to its high content of polyphenol pigments or anthocyanicides. Its ability to reduce the oxidative damage caused by free radicals and reactive oxygen species is even higher than that of blueberry. Lutein and zeaxanthin, antioxidant carotenoids, are important components of the macula pigment in the eye. The macula is responsible for focus and color differentiation, and the macula pigment protects the eyes from ultraviolet radiation and oxidative stress. So, reduce eye fatigue. Improve your vision with Jaro Formulas Black Currant and Lutein Capsules. All Jaro products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is Arnie Gitomer. Before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some current examples. Source Naturals and American Health, 35% off the full lines. Doctor's Best, Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, New Chapter, 30% off list, the full lines as well. Jaro Formulas is 25% off, and there's much, much more. Check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com.
Here's a question. Do you have our current product reference catalog, our current sale flyer? Well, you could pick one up at any Wilner Chemist store. It's free. If you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you ought to be. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. That number again is 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website at www.wilner.com and subscribing online. Even better, visit us at either of our 2 stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta if you happen to live there. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway near the corner of Murray Street. That's right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we are conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll start taking your calls in just a moment.
Are you confused about red yeast rice?
On the one hand, ongoing research shows that it is, in fact, effective in lowering cholesterol. On the other hand, you also keep hearing about problems with certain brands of red yeast rice. What should you do? Well, if you've been listening to our show, you know that we've done some checking. We have mentioned some brands we feel measure up to the levels of potency and purity that you should be looking for. One of those brands is Doctor's Best. So we worked out a deal for you. We're offering Doctor's Best red yeast rice at one-half price for a limited time. That's right, one-half price. They have two forms of red yeast rice, a 600-milligram veggie cap, 120 per bottle, and a 120-milligram tablet in a 60-tablet size. Both are now on sale at Wilner Chemists at one-half price. This is a deal you don't want to pass up. Doctor's Best, red yeast rice, 600-milligram veggie caps, or 1,200-milligram tablets, now on sale at Wilner Chemists, one-half price. If you are looking for a supplement for powerful immune system support, look no further than Peak Immune 4. Peak Immune 4 contains a rice bran arabinoxylin compound made by treating a polysaccharide from rice bran with an enzyme from shiitake mushroom. What the heck does that mean? It means that Peak Immune 4 triples natural killer cell activity, increases levels of B and T cells, and supports the body's natural production of cytokines. What the heck does that mean? It means powerful immune system support. When you really need immune system support, this is the stuff you want to be using. Peak Immune 4, used around the world with over 400 patients in clinical trials. The immune support you need when you really need immune support. Peak Immune 4 from Daiwa Health Development, now available at Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Sam Forbes, our special guest, Dr. Deborah Bemis. And we're talking about a very, very interesting immune compound called AHCC, active hexose correlated compound. And I know, Deborah, you wanted to talk a little bit about cytokines and dendritic cells, and that sounds pretty out there. What are those things?
These are all the inner workings of the immune system. So as I was talking about natural killer cells earlier, the NK cells, there's also some cells called dendritic cells or DC cells. And these cells are real important because they're located in parts of our body that are in close contact with the external environment, such as your skin, the lining of your nose, your stomach, you know, your intestines. And what these cells do is when they encounter a foreign invader, you know, a bacteria, something, virus, something like this, they engulf these foreign invaders and they chop them up and present them on their cell surface. And then they take them to, they migrate to lymphoid regions that have B cells and T cells. And there it's very important they have interactions with these B and T cells that causes the immune system to mount an attack specifically against those invaders. So these dendritic cells are really very important for getting the immune system to, you know, mount this attack specifically against that invader to kill the invader. Cytokines are also important, too. These are small proteins that are chemical signaling molecules. So they're really important to kind of say, you know, we have an invasion here. The immune cells come this way and take care of the invasion. So they're really signaling, you know, this is where the problem is. Bring the forces in, and let's take care of the problem. And so let me just mention quickly that
I was just going to ask you how AHCC impacts that.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. AHCC has been shown to increase cytokine production, has been shown to increase NK cell activity, and it has been shown to increase dendritic cell number. So it's really having an enhancing effect on the immune system so that it's empowering it to have a more powerful effect, really.
Well, we're going to be getting a call, Arnie, about the autoimmune process or problem. You just mentioned that it harnesses up all this activity, cytokines and such, which my guess is plays a role in inflammation. How would AHC or someone with an autoimmune?
Well, I'll tell you what, if we want. Why don't we say hello to Barbara from Westchester, Pennsylvania? Hi, Barbara.
Hi. How about using AHCC when you have an autoimmune disease like lupus or rheumatoid arthritis or whatever?
That's a very good question, Barbara. You know, there's AHCC is known to be an immune regulator, so it's, you know, it's important to think about it as ramping up the immune system when you need to in cases of infection, and calming it down when it's overactive. You know, in cases of autoimmune diseases where your body, your immune system is actually attacking yourself. You know, this is something I'd certainly recommend talking to your doctor about. I don't know of clinical studies in patients with autoimmune diseases per se, so you certainly might want to discuss it with your doctor, but theoretically, you know, this is something that I could definitely think would be beneficial for someone with an autoimmune disease.
Okay, because it's not, I guess the problem, as I always understood it with autoimmune disease, is the immune system sort of doesn't turn itself off.
Exactly. The thing is that it doesn't recognize that the cells it's attacking are part of the self. So, you know, typically the way the immune system works is that it attacks cells that are not marked with self-recognition molecules so that it knows they're foreign invaders. Now, in an autoimmune disease, it has lost that ability to differentiate, and so it's attacking your own cells that it should not.
Interesting.
Back to your description before of dendritic cells and where their location on the body is, it sounds very fascinating, and some of the applications are probably profound. You mentioned that they seem to reside in the digestive tract, where a tremendous amount of contact with the outside world occurs with some people, and that anyone with a weakened immune system usually probably has some issues with the, well, let's say, the barrier function of the gut, in which their immune system is somewhat weakened. I would say that the AHCC may play a role in revving up the immune system of people who may be weaker in their immune systems, particularly in the area of the gut.
Absolutely. I would agree with you. I think that's...
Yeah.
Arnie, did you want to...
No, I was just interested in the autoimmune thing because, you know, Sam used the expression revving up the immune system. Mm-hmm. Is revving up the immune system bad for an autoimmune disease?
So,
is it bad for an autoimmune disease? Do we know?
I would not want to rev it up. I would want to suppress it. But the thing about AHCC is that it's really considered an immunoregulator, okay? So it's going to rev it up when it needs to be revved up and calm it down when it's overactive.
Aha, uh-huh. Good. That's the important point. Excellent.
How does it do that? And if you don't have time, I'd like to hear the answer, because it sounds products that can do that are fascinating to me.
Yeah, I'm not sure, to be honest with you, if the mechanism of action is known on that. Mm-hmm. However, I know there have been many testimonials of patients. You know, it's been, as I mentioned earlier, it's very common in Asia. And mm-hmm. I know there have been many mm-hmm. testimonials from doctors that have said that this has occurred. Now, clinical study-wise or, you know, laboratory investigation-wise, I don't know of the data on that.
Okay, very honest. Okay, well, that's the way it has to be. Okay, Barbara, thanks so much for your call. Okay, we need to pause for a short break. Let me give you the phone number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Deborah Bemis. We'll be back after these messages.
First, there was the orange, then there was vitamin C, and now Natrol, the brand you trust for good nutrition, brings you Easy C. Easy C is a high-potency antioxidant vitamin C blend, including esterified vitamin C, that's easy on the stomach, easy to absorb, and easy support for your body's own natural defenses. Smoking, high stress, sun exposure, or regular exercise can increase the body's need for extra vitamin C. Easy C helps close the nutrient gap between what foods provide and what the body demands. Natrol, a constant innovator in nutritional supplements, designed the EZ-C line using only the highest quality ingredients. EZ-C is 100% vegetarian with no animal byproducts. Protecting your health just got easier with EZ-C by Natrol. Check out the entire Natrol line, including EZ-C, at Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex Capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B Complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life Vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life Vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Now let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
On the Grand Central Parkway, westbound side, Jackie Robinson Parkway out towards the Northern Boulevard. An accident in the center lane in the process of being cleared. Stick with the LIE through Queens, a much better option. In Manhattan, 5th Avenue is closed down 26th to 51st Street for the Pulaski Day Parade, so anticipate delays. And all of your streets heading through Manhattan, anticipate some slowdowns as you go past that parade route. Deegan, both directions into the Cross Bronx Expressway, very busy. And getting across the Hudson River, George Washington Bridge, about a 10-minute wait for the upper deck into town. Lower deck, the way to go. Outbound side, no major problems for you. Lincoln Tunnel now down to a minor wait. Outbound, though, a 10-minute delay. Holland Tunnel, a 45-minute wait heading into town. Outbound side, no major problems at this time. Across the Tappan Zee Bridge, things are quiet. This report sponsored by Emergency Health and Energy Drink. Emergency, boost your health and energy with 1,000 milligrams of immune-boosting vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins. Emergency, feel the good. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent, Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
Hi, this is Dr. Sally Bird. Are you aging too fast? Did you know that at 30 years old, your body starts reducing its collagen production, and by the time you're 50, you've already lost 30%? This impacts the way you age. I have with me today my good friend Dr. Vanessa, a dedicated research scientist, to tell you what you can do.
I'm Dr. Vanessa. I have been conducting clinical case studies for the past 15 years on a wide variety of diseases and advanced disorders. My advanced anti-aging 3 collagen formula may help repair and renew cells for firmer, younger-looking skin with reduced fine lines and wrinkles at any age. It also helps to promote restful sleep, healthy joints, bone density, weight loss, and body shaping, with improved immune function.
Redefine your aging process with Anti-Aging 3 Collagen. Start today. See the difference.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Sam Forbes, our special guest, Dr. Deborah Bemis, and we have a new addition. Dr. Podell has arrived, recently released from the Holland Tunnel.
thank you, Noah. I'm here.
He's here, okay. So another voice added to our panel. Dr. Podell, of course, is a
esteemed
internist, practicing in Springfield and Somerset, New Jersey. You know, he divides himself every once in a while. Half of him goes to Springfield, the other half goes to Somerset. It depends what time of the day you get there as to which part of Dr. Podell you get. Okay. We're talking about, with Dr. Bemis, we're talking about a compound called AHCC, available at just about every health food store and nutritional pharmacy.
And at Wilner Chemists.
And at Wilner Chemists, of course. The brand that we know was a few brands, good brands. Actually, all of the AHCC is made by one company called AminoUp, and it's sold as a raw material to Quality of Life. They produce a product called Kanoko AHCC. And so if you ask for AHCC at any of the stores, they may not have the Kanoko, but maybe they'll order it. You never know. But you can get it from any number of companies. Okay, getting back to the phones, let's say hello to Marie from Camden, New Jersey.
Hello.
Hi.
All the gang, how are you?
We're good, and you?
Just wonderful, enjoying your products and getting well with them.
Thank you so much.
Help me out here with this product. I have 1.0 white blood cells. And can this help me some, this product?
1.0 white blood cells.
Yes.
Sounds a little low, Marie.
Yeah, why? Do they tell you why it's that low?
It always stays low, but I have a little problem with a growth on the lung. But that has nothing to do. See, this is an old problem with the low blood count.
Okay, did you ever have radiation or anything like that, or chemotherapy?
They say I'm missing a protein.
Uh-huh.
I'm 72 years old now. But evidently, they just found it out and told me that about 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
Yeah.
And have you been pretty healthy in terms of infections and all?
Oh, no, I haven't. No, but I just take all natural products. I'm vegetarian, you know.
You get frequent infections?
Not in my knowledge.
So you've been healthy?
Yeah. Okay, and you're under the care of a blood doctor, hematologist, are you?
No.
You probably should be seen. It sounds like you've been holding up well despite this, but ordinarily when the white blood cell count is that low, the immune system doesn't work as well as it should and people are getting infections. In your case, you've not been getting a lot of infections. That's terrific.
Well, you know, I think my blood is infected real bad.
Okay. I think you need to see what's called a hematologist.
All right.
It's a specialty in blood.
Yes.
And ask your family doctor who he recommends.
Uh-huh. And I'm taking that product.
Okay, so you're using AHCC at this time?
Yeah, I got it a couple of weeks ago from your store.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, keep using
Very
it.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Marie, good luck.
Keep up the good program.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 72 years old. Doing well.
You know, before, I thought I heard you say something about chemotherapy patients on chemo. One of the issues with chemotherapy patients is their white blood cells do often suffer. Did they find that the HCC actually elevated or helped stabilize the white blood cells?
Yeah, they did. I mean, DC cells, for example,
mm-hmm.
Is an immune cell that they did show that the numbers were increased. I would certainly think of a benefit in that regard.
So one might think that...
When patients go for chemotherapy, they check their white blood cells and red blood cells. If the white blood cells tend to be too low, they'll sometimes pass up that chemotherapy treatment.
Right.
So it's felt that if you can keep up the blood, keep up the markers in the blood, the white blood cells mm-hmm. and the red blood cells, you allow for the chemotherapy to happen
right.
more frequently or the way it's supposed to.
It will be discontinued if you can't
right.
elevate
if,
right.
Correct, because that which right. wouldn't be good. Okay, next let's talk to Barbara calling from Long Island. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, my name is Barbara. I'm 43 years old. I was just recently diagnosed with psoriasis of the scalp, and a podiatrist recently found some arthritis in one foot. I don't know if these two things are related or not. But I was just wondering if you could offer any advice, maybe with this product you've been discussing.
Okay. AHCC, as far as psoriasis goes, is there any reason to think it would be of any help?
Well,
I don't know.
Dr. Podell, and okay, as far as AHCC, that's more, as Dr. Bemis said, more an immune regulator. So,
okay. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, we do talk, you know, we have, if you're a regular listener of the show, we often get people with this question, and often the answers you may get probably haven't usually included AHCC. We do know that certain nutrients are helpful, like, for instance, the omega-3 fish oil. That's a good regulator of inflammation in the body. You want substances that regulate or control inflammatory processes in the body, things like turmeric, omega-3, boswellia. There may be also a food allergy component to often to people with both either psoriasis or arthritis. And by the way, arthritis and psoriasis are not so unusual. They often can go together.
Well, they have psoriatic arthritis. They have a condition,
right,
called psoriatic arthritis.
Exactly.
Which your doctor can check for.
Right, right. So even, and there has been some recent speculation, I think Dr. Bedell probably would know, that there is some correlation of vitamin D levels and psoriasis, and even arthritis. Mm-hmm. So you may want to get that checked out, too.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thanks for that call, Barbara.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next, let's say hello to Renee, calling from somewhere in New Jersey.
Hi.
Hi, Renee.
Hi. My question is, about 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with thrush, and they did a lot of blood work, and everything seemed to be fine, but for some reason, they put me on Diflucan. It came back, and it just keeps on coming back, and it's at moderate levels. And I'm just wondering, what would cause that, and would AHCC help that?
Okay, thrush. First of all, yeah. Dr. Podell, tell us what thrush is.
Okay, well, thrush is a candida yeast that appears in the throat and the esophagus, and it's fairly common after people have had antibiotics, but it's not too common to be on a recurring basis. Ordinarily, you think of that as some sort of immune system defect. It doesn't have to be the really serious kind like AIDS, but there are some people whose bodies just do not seem to be able to promote the immunological fighting of yeast, and a lot of these people get vaginal yeast, some of them get thrush. It's not quite understood why these people are different from other people. Usually, if you treat it long enough with a good low-carb diet, maybe nystatin, it comes into order, but there are some people where it doesn't and keeps relapsing. Eating lots of sugars is bad. Frequent antibiotics is bad. Estrogen is bad. And that's about as much as I know.
Dr. Bemis.
Sure. I'd like to add that I know that Dr. Barry Ritz out of Drexel University has done some preclinical studies in mice showing that mice that were infected with candida and were fed AHCC actually had improved survival in comparison to those that were not fed the AHCC.
Yeah. Yeah, so presumably this reflects an immune defect of some sort. So to the degree that AHCC can improve that, then it should be a good thing for it.
And without the with lack of side effect, you know, over 20 years of use in Asia, of common use in Asia with, you know, lack of side effect, I'd certainly think it's something worth a try.
Renee, are you using a probiotic?
At times I have. I don't know what I should do. I went to an infectious disease doctor, and they were like, oh, don't worry about it.
Well.
And I feel like my regular doctor and an ENT told me, like, it shouldn't be like that. So I'm kind of on the middle of what I should do.
Well, they're both right to a degree. That is, it normally doesn't lead to anything systemic, but it is certainly annoying, and it does reflect some inhibition of your immune systems to work. Many, many years ago, they did studies at Cornell, for instance, and they found that using aspirin, ibuprofen, things that block prostaglandins, seem to help. But that still isn't getting at the core of the problem. It's just sort of blocking one of the areas that's involved in causing the inhibition of the immune system.
Okay.
Well, I think AHCC might be worth a try. You could check with your doctor. It doesn't look like there's a downside to it. But
no, there's definitely no downside to it.
From what we've heard so far, that the way it simulates specific cells that line the mucous membranes and the digestive tract, there's a good chance that maybe this might do the trick. Yeah.
Let me ask a question about dosing here. Maybe you covered it earlier. But I'm looking through a bunch of papers I have before me showing AHCC being very helpful in keeping mice alive when you give them influenza and so on. But the dose they seem to be using there is 1 gram per kilogram, which that would mean for a human being we're talking about 60 grams or something like that. The doses we use in the store are much less than that. And I just wonder how do you reconcile these?
Yeah, first of all, in those studies, they are using doses that are actually going to cause lethality in 50% of the mice. Okay, so
that's for the influenza.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So they're, and also the MRSA and the pneumonia and you know, everything they're testing. So they're using extremely high doses. You know, so obviously that would hopefully not be the case in humans. What they recommend in humans is 1 gram per day. And studies that they've done in the clinical trials showing these at these doses, even up to 9 grams a day, have had no side effects and have shown immune stimulatory properties, such as the increase in activity of the NK cells, the increase in number of DC cells, the increase in cytokine release, these sorts of responses at those doses.
Have they compared it with, like, maitake mushroom and other fungal immune stimulants?
Well, maitake mushroom is a Basidiomycetes mushroom. So this is an extract of Basidiomycetes. It's a mixture.
So this is the more active part of it?
Yeah, it's a fermented extract of a variety of Basidiomycetes mushrooms.
The whole point with a lot of these things is, are they getting absorbed? And the process of fermentation breaks down the large molecules and makes it more absorbable. That's one of the benefits of the AHCC. Okay, we need to pause for another short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. You'll be able to talk and get some good answers from Dr. Bemis about your immune problems. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Dr. Deborah Bemis. And let's see, we will all... we need to pause now for an educational minute from Dr. Duffy Mackay, brought to you by Nordic Naturals, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplements.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy Mackay with a nutrition update. Did you know that omega-3 fatty acids are functional nutrients that help balance blood sugar and maintain healthy body weight? There once was a time when scientists thought that dietary fatty acids were just a source of calories. Discoveries over the past 3 decades have shown that specific omega-3 fatty acids have important roles in improving metabolism and supporting healthy body weight. The liver plays a central role in metabolism and adapts quickly to changes in dietary fat composition. This adaptation involves changes in the expression of genes involved in how the body processes sugar and fat. Research shows that omega-3 fats promote healthy blood sugar levels, lower triglyceride levels, and promote fat burning and improve blood vessel function. Take advice from the American Heart Association and the American Diabetes Association and make sure you are getting at least 1 gram of omega-3 fats per day to support healthy metabolism. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy Mackay.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are 2 Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. We have found that if you can help control a person's appetite, weight loss is very easy to achieve. It is that simple. PGX is completely safe and extremely effective, making it the perfect companion to any weight loss program. For more information on PGX, go to your local health food store or visit HungerFreeForever.com online.
And good news, PGX Daily is now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 25% off list price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Deborah Bemis. And we're talking about AHCC, an immune regulatory compound. I want to get it right. We're not talking about stimulation or depression. We're talking about immune regulation. And our next caller is Nadine from Norwalk, Connecticut. Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Yes, good afternoon, and thank you for taking my call. I'd like to know if the AHCC can be mixed in food.
It's recommended to take it in the morning with or without food. I don't necessarily know if you'd want to mix it in with your food, but it probably wouldn't hurt. I don't know of any interactions with decreased absorption.
How does it taste?
I would just swallow it, yeah.
This is for an elderly person.
Yeah, I wouldn't think there'd be a problem. Just take it any way you can get it into the body.
Should she take it all at once, take the entire dose all at once, or should it be divided?
She could take it all at once.
Sure. You could take the two capsules. It depends. If you're doing two capsules, you can take them both together. Some people, if the immune problem is more serious, they may want to take two capsules a few times a day. Okay, Nadine?
Okay, thanks so much.
You're very welcome. Next, we have Sheila calling from Bloomfield, New Jersey.
Hi.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi. My daughter was recently diagnosed with TB. She's 7 years old, presents no symptoms, was born in Guatemala, but came here when she was 7 months, but did receive a lot of immunization in Guatemala, and one which may cause a positive reaction on TB tests, but she's had them prior in the U.S. and came up negative.
Mm-hmm.
Now she came up positive, prominently positive. I mean, very big lumps, enough so that she's taking now INH, which really mm-hmm. is quite a drastic medicine, and it really has more warnings than I like to even read. So I was wondering if you have any suggestions. Would this product work with pediatrics?
Okay.
Dosage?
And is there? All right, first, let's hear from Dr. Podell.
Okay, tuberculosis is obviously very important, and while adding certain supplements might mm-hmm. possibly be useful, you don't want to ignore the basic guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
So, assuming that she really converted her PPD and it was negative before,
mm-hmm.
The current guidelines say that you treat, and usually they treat with more than just INH.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about INH is it can cause a nerve damage that seems to be associated with low vitamin B6. That is, you want to make sure she's having at least 25 or 50 milligrams of vitamin B6 along with the usual multi-Bs and such. So that's as far as I want to say. And while in theory it might be good to help the immune system fight the TB, you really can't say. No one's ever studied AHCC with this. Similarly, it's possible that there could be other explanations. If she had, I think mostly in Central America, they give them tuberculosis vaccination when they're very young.
Right.
Maybe that artificial vaccination wore off and, it's hard to imagine what it is, but I know I'm not a TB specialist and expert, but there certainly are people who are. Are you in the hands of somebody who really treats a lot of TB? Because we don't see a whole lot of tuberculosis in most of the social classes in this country, so you got to find somebody who really is used to treating it.
Yeah, my pediatrician said he used to have a clinic down in Newark, and he saw a high population of Spanish from different countries. So he's familiar with TB, and she's on the short treatment.
Okay,
which I saw.
Your pediatrician may know absolutely everything he needs to, but I would nevertheless get a second opinion with an infectious disease specialist, and for instance, in the department in Newark. There are going to be people who academically do this, and they'll be at a somewhat higher level and more up-to-date than the pediatrician is likely to be.
Okay, so, Deborah, as far as you know, is there any work done with AHCC and tuberculosis?
As far as I know, no, there hasn't been done at this point. I mean, certainly the thought of stimulating the immune system is, interesting, intriguing, but at this point I can't say that there's been work done.
Okay, well, thanks for the call, Sheila. Good luck.
If I may, there was some research on UMCA with TB. UMCA is a product we mentioned from time to time. Dr. Stevens, who discovered it, was researching it for its use on TB.
Really?
I don't know how far he... That's
excellent.
Right. That's how it was discovered.
Ah.
Dr. Stevens was researching UMCA for TB. It was an African herb that he was investigating and found that it had, as we know... excellent effects on infections of the respiratory system, upper and lower.
Right.
How far it goes in terms, or how far he went and got to his research, I'm not sure. It's something you may want to investigate or have your doctor look into, Sheila. But UMCA is something available. And
available from Nature's Way.
Nature's Way.
Okay,
correct.
Nature's Way. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Next, let's talk to Chris from Nanuet, New York.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Okay. I think you answered the question about chemotherapy taking the AHCC, right? You did answer that because I had a lumpectomy, I had radiation, and now I'm on chemotherapy, just one pill a day. So you said it would help, right?
You know, the data suggests that it's going to help quality of life while you're on chemotherapy. So as far as making you feel better.
Okay. And also, I had a member of my family diagnosed with MS. Is this good for that person?
You know, I know of no data on MS and AHCC, so I can't really...
See, MS is a kind of an overactivity of the immune system. The immune system is very complicated. There's some parts that are going to be overactive, other parts going to be underactive. So until the testing is done, you don't really know what any immune stimulant is going to do. Now, we do have good data, for instance, in the cancer area and in the infection area, that AHCC would help. Whether it would help multiple sclerosis or hurt multiple sclerosis, we really can't say.
Difficult to know, really. Okay. All right. Quickly, let's talk to Denise from Brooklyn, New York.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay. Make it quick, Denise.
Yes, indeed. I wanted to know, you have two types of AHCC that I know about. One is the rice-based, the other one is the mushroom-based, or something like that. I don't know.
No, that's not correct. This...
AHCC is the mushroom-based product.
Yeah, there are other products. There are other immune products which are rice-based, okay? But this one, AHCC, is not rice-based. It's mushroom-based. Did that answer your question, Denise?
I was wondering, can you use either or? Was one better than the other?
That's,
They're both good products. There's nothing... they're both good products, Denise. Thanks for that call. Okay, Dr. Bemis, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much. This has been very fun. I appreciate it.
And it was wonderful having you as well.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
And this is Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Prodell and Sam Forbes, your Wilner Chemist Nutritional Supplement Professionals. I want to remind everybody that this happens to be a two-hour show. So we shall return at about 5 minutes after 3 o'clock. Until then, why don't you listen to the news and weather? And I'd like to thank once again Dr. Bemis for joining us today, and thank Quality of Life for sponsoring Dr. Bemis. And the product we spoke about was AHCC, available as Kanoko AHCC, 250 milligram for kids, 500 milligrams for adults. And we'll be back after these messages and news.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional